Hello and welcome to the Woodsman's Podcast for May 2019. My name is Max Ledoux. I'm your co-host, but I am not the Woodsman. The Woodsman in question is Ed Butler, and he's not here in studio with me right now. We're actually going to bring you sort of an abbreviated episode today, a discussion that we had a few days ago about hunting and technology and using technology with hunting and the laws involved and why those laws exist. It's particular to here in New Hampshire, of course, because these are state laws that apply to hunting in all the different states. So it would obviously be different in whatever state you reside in or you hunt in. But before we get to that, let me just say the Woodsman's Podcast is available in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, or really any podcast application that you might use. You can listen to us, you can subscribe, and we'd really appreciate it if you did subscribe and also leave us a positive review. This is a podcast for people who are interested in hunting, harvesting, foraging, and fishing, and we put it out at least once per month, per calendar month. So we, a few days ago, were at a friend Brian's workshop. Brian, if you remember, was on the podcast a couple months ago talking about his carving. Brian is a master carver. We were over at his workshop to do some videos of a project that he and Ed have been working on for a while, and that is a longbow made from ash. So you can check those videos out at youtube.com/workingclasswoodsman. And if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do. You can also follow Ed at Instagram, instagram.com/workingclasswoodsman. So without further ado, here's a discussion that we had about hunting. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Well, action.
we're back on location with Brian, and we're today, I'll kind of let Brian explain it because he's the one that knows what he's doing, but we're actually making the string for the longbow.
We're going to finish the bow.
The bow will technically be finished, right? And then all we need is arrows.
Yeah. We can fling them.
And, which hopefully we'll do sooner than later. That's what you're doing. What I'm doing here now is
I've drilled a couple holes in my wall here, and so I'm going to string the actual bowstring to lay the string out. And so all I'm doing right here is making some pegs to drive into the holes in the wall. So,
well, you had my curiosity.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
I was like, those are some mighty small arrows you're making there.
I wasn't going to say that, but I was thinking that.
Yeah.
But we were in the middle of a good discussion about the spirit of fair change.
Right, so I suggested that you should get...
Max wants to kill them all. No.
Explosive warhead. I suggested that Ed should get a drone to follow him around when he's hunting in the woods.
No, you mean a drone. You don't mean like just kind of a deadbeat.
Not like a boring guy, but like an aerial drone that would follow you around automatically. And you pointed out that would be illegal if you were hunting.
In the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, or that you would get in legal trouble with fishing game.
You'd have a little bit of explaining to do if you get caught hunting with a drone.
Yeah.
Because they're illegal to hunt with.
So you... What does that mean? So you can't use a drone to look over the side of the mountain to see if there's game on the other side?
No. No, because it's not hunting. I mean, because it's I don't know how to explain that, but I mean, I think it's common sense. It's pretty much common sense that...
Which is why I don't understand it.
It's not that you don't understand. You're coming up with a viable argument, but not an argument. But if I'm sitting here drinking, you know, we're watching football or whatever, we're flying the drone around, all of a sudden... We fly it up over that hill and, you know, let's say a half a mile away. How far will the drone go? Half mile?
Sure.
Let's say half mile. We get an expensive drone.
Go a long way.
They will. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, that buck's in the field. Let's grab our guns, get on the four wheel, and go over there and shoot it. Then that's not hunting. Does that, am I not?
I like flintlocks. So you know where I am with it, right? Okay. And like I was saying, in this day and age with all the technology available, there's a lot of fine lines to be crossed or not, right? For instance, isn't there a heat identifying optics that you can use to find the deer that would ordinarily lay low and let you walk right by?
Well, those electronics are intended to find down game.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, if I shoot a deer at, let's say, a half hour before, you know, the end of the day, legally.
But then it gets dark before you find it.
Which it always does. By the time, you know, you get it, next thing you know, it's dark. So if you have that device to, I'm assuming those are legal.
I don't know, but it's just one of those
things. If they're not, they've never used one.
Yeah.
I don't own one. But no, the point is, it's like, even if we all know it's illegal to shoot a deer after legal shooting hours.
Right.
So I don't see, if you're out with walking around with one of those in a loaded rifle, you get some explaining to do. Okay. But as far as using them to find down game, I don't see anything wrong with that because you're just retrieving the animal.
Right. Well, that would be like using
a dog. That's just my opinion. That's my opinion.
That would be like using a dog. You can't, in this state, absolutely, you can't hunt deer with a dog, but
you can find one.
Use them to find them.
Yeah. So if it's in the spirit of retrieving an animal, mm-hmm, I think that's a good thing.
But can you use a drone to find a downed animal?
A drone with a heat seeking or heat identifying
infrared or whatever.
Do they have such a thing on a drone?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Sure they do. Yeah.
I'm not up on electronics. Okay. I'm sure they do.
Let's just stipulate that exists. Would there be a problem with finding a downed animal?
Well, so you're talking, you're going to fly that around in the dark and stuff? I don't know. I'd call Fish and Game and ask them. It's like, hey, I just shot a deer. Can I find it with my drone and see what they say?
They'd be like, your drone that you found it?
Well, okay. But if you're not,
Tell you what, where are you? Just stay right there. We'll be right there.
We'll bring the cameras over.
Let's let common sense kick in for all of a sudden. Let's just say that if we're not walking around with a gun, we're not hunting, right? We're looking. We're searching for an animal. So I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be. I don't know. I'd call Fish and Game and ask them.
So my sort of general confusion about this issue is that it just, at a certain point, it seems arbitrary to say that you can use one tool, but you cannot use another tool.
What do you mean? That's a part I'm not tracking.
To me, it's a drone and that you can look over that mountainside just seems like another tool in your arsenal. And you already have a gun with a scope and you have binoculars.
What's the definition of hunting?
A call.
Yeah, you know. That's different.
But why is it different?
It is a gray zone because it's Claymore mines. They're fun. Yeah. Set one of them up on a game trail and watch with your optics, you know, your camera, and then
pretty sure
black it off.
That's even in the books, you can't.
It is. Damn it.
I've never done that.
But you can't. I don't know. I guess I'm not saying it right. But,
and I don't know if just because you grew up hunting, so it just seems like common sense to you. Of course you wouldn't ever do this, but you would do this.
You would hope that others wouldn't either. You know?
Well, it's like we were
talking about the mines. I agree with that. But. No.
Why? Yeah. What do you mean? I don't understand. Why is that wrong? You know, I mean, because it's just another weapon.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that going to destroy your if a deer steps on a landmine, it's going to, you know, right, but that is just killing.
But if you're
not going to have anything left, right?
I guess what it comes down to is where does it stop? Okay, where does it stop?
Who makes up the rules, damn it?
Well, it's not so much the rules. It's like, when does it become shooting and not hunting?
Right.
And if you're using an electronic device to go around and find the animal and then you go chase it down, I mean, that's just not hunting.
Well, as we were saying, with all the different people and all the different opinions and ideas and thoughts on things like that, it's like traditionalists would say that, well, hunting could stop with a flintlock, with a rifle, and bow hunting could stop with a longbow or recurve. No, you know, how is it fair that you can pull your bow back and hold it for 10 minutes waiting for the shot?
There's an argument for that. And I think, and you get into the whole crossbow now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that whole rebel, you know, that whole phenomenon.
So, hand grenades and
well, no, but I mean, back to, let's just say the stuff we can buy without tax stamps, okay? There's arguments. Some people say crossbows shouldn't be in any way considered a bow and arrow, and I'm kind of in that camp. I mean, I have no problem with someone's, this is just me talking, my mm-hmm. personal opinion, which, every, you know, they're like lawyers, everybody has one. So, but, Max and I have the same lawyer.
Oh.
But,
same lawyer, same doctor. What the hell is going on here?
I see a pattern. If a crossbow, I don't see anything wrong with someone using a crossbow in the same style as what you'd use a rifle. Like if you're out where you, it's legal to hunt with a rifle. Why couldn't you use a crossbow? I think it's probably more
because you're pulling a trigger.
More, yeah, exactly. More challenging.
I like the idea of using them for handicapped, physically impaired.
Well, yeah,
hunters.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument for that certainly. As long as that's not abused, you know,
if there's humans involved, it won't be.
Right, exactly. So. Uh-huh. And, you know, the other thing is, too, crossbows have gotten a whole different demographic of people involved in hunting. Because right. some people, there's something about a crossbow, I've always said that it's kind of, it has like this primitive, almost outlaw type of attraction about it. I mean, every time I see a crossbow, I think of somebody sitting behind a castle wall or something in a cloak, you know.
There's a thing, too. You've got crossbows that were used in those early days, the old sinew back bows and all that, and most of them were a beautiful work of art as well. And then you've got these ones that you cock it by breaking it like a BB gun, and it's got a scope on it, and it's got all these bells and whistles, and it's like...
But it's a crossbow.
Isn't there a line somewhere in there that could be, like, addressed?
So there you go.
Yeah,
where do you draw the line? But, you know, again, back to the, whatever, the 1400s or whatever they were at, those guys were sneaking through the forest, shooting the king's deer, and being executed for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a romance, I think there's a certain romance with the crossbow.
And there were... They would also penetrate armor.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, very well.
So, yeah.
Unfair advantage.
I think there's an argument from both camps. It's like, as far as the crossbow. So, let's just say, you think it's okay to use a drone as long as you hunt with a crossbow?
No, I think.
Well, what if the drone drops hand grenades?
You can't hunt with a drone.
I just don't see much difference between using a drone to peek over a hill and climbing a tree with a pair of binoculars, or even being on the top of that hill with a pair of binoculars and looking around.
Because you're physically out there hunting.
Because you're scouting.
But you're scouting, not the device. Not the device.
You can cover a lot.
Does that make sense?
You have an unfair advantage over somebody who's farsighted.
Wow.
I wear contact lenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
You don't.
It's Max, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I can see fine.
Yeah. We don't have the same eye doctor.
No. Obviously. Yeah.
But the same one.
Same dentist, though.
Holy crap!
We gotta talk to
him. You know what?
But anyway, Max calls me up. Who's your doctor? Who's your dentist? Who's your lawyer? It's like, I call this guy.
And you've been telling him
giving him good information, I guess. Yeah. But so my let's just before we end this, isn't it? Does it make more sense? Because I saw you kind of like cock your head a little bit when I said that. But if you're out on that ridge with a set of binoculars, and you're scouting, and you're physically out hunting. Do you see a difference between that?
Okay. What if I'm on the top of the hill with a pair of binoculars, mm-hmm. and you're nearby, and we have walkie-talkies?
No, those are illegal.
Those are illegal.
Cell phones?
Technically, yeah.
So you can't use, what if semaphore?
I don't know where that stops. So don't. And again, we're talking about New Hampshire.
And what is wrong with me being on the top of the hill and giving you a signal that there's a deer over there?
As long as I'm in your line, if you're standing there and I can see you and you go like this, that means you see something. That's different. Okay. But if you have to get on a radio and call me, then we're not in the same flight zone.
Well, I could might be able to see you, but
okay. Well, it's like you mentioned earlier. Well, tip ups are an unfair advantage,
right? Ice fishing.
For the record, though, you'll catch more fish jigging than you will with a tip up. But let's just say, okay, tip ups have to be in your line of sight. If you can see 200 yards and you can see your tip up, it's legal. And then I get some pretty big tip ups.
But not with binoculars.
You can use binoculars. Boy.
Can you use a drone?
No.
Lake Winnipesaukee is really
big. Can you imagine trying to write? Now, okay. There's three of us who basically really reasonably agree on most everything.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to write a law?
Legislation here, yeah.
Can you imagine trying to come up with a law that's going to pass legislation with just what we can think of here? And we don't even know what we're talking about.
Right.
Well, as far as
400 members of the State House of Representatives.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I mean, the people writing the regulations about deer hunting,
yeah,
not necessarily deer hunters.
No.
They're probably not.
In a lot of cases, no.
The complication comes because of the age we live in, I think. There's so many things that are available. I mean, back in the 1700s, writing laws about hunting, you're only talking about, only the natives were using the bow still, maybe. But they had rifles, muskets.
Well,
it's been
a problem.
Now, we've got all this electronic technology and aerial stuff.
There's two things you can't write. You can't write a common sense law. And you can't write a law that will stand the test of time because of technology.
Time changes.
Time in human nature and...
Unless the only thing that you type a law that you can write that will stand the test of time and be common sense can only be five words long. It has to be really basic.
And so does the subject that you're making the law about.
You think about a subject such as, what subject?
Yeah.
Well, I can't even think of anything.
That simple that you could make a law that would stick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing that wouldn't.
But so when it comes to hunting, we're only talking about New Hampshire, but it's also, think about this, it's regionally, there's a reason that you can bait bear in New Hampshire and Maine and you can't in some other states because that method works here. And we talked about this before. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why they might not want to bait bear in Louisiana, in Nevada, where you can spot and stalk, or in Canada, where you can actually go out and
battle. Oh, where it's more open and you can see farther.
Exactly. And that's what, it's a hard thing. So just because it's, let's say, ethically work, it's ethical to bait bear in New Hampshire, okay, or Maine, because of the environment. Because we can't really spot and stalk. Because of, it's thick, the trees. We get too many other... We can't use drones. So, but there are places in the country where you can hunt black bear without having to bait them as an effective means. It's kind of, that makes, so just because it works here, it doesn't mean it's going to work there or vice versa. And as far as what if all of a sudden somebody says, okay, you can't shoot a deer over 100 yards?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what then?
Well, first of all, how would you ever enforce that?
Well, okay.
But second of all...
New Hampshire, you could do that and people would still be able to harvest deer because most deer are probably shot around 30 yards.
Yeah.
Try that in Colorado or Utah or Wyoming where 200 or 300...
Exactly. If you have that requirement, are you going to need, special... binoculars, or where they use one in golf.
Rangefinders.
Rangefinders.
Well, in all honesty,
And
well, they have
a piece of technology.
How about this? You have to have a scope on your gun. Mm-hmm. It has to have a rangefinder technology, and it has to have a built-in safety on the gun,
right.
So that if you spot a target that's 125 yards away, it shuts your gun off,
right?
Like your engine of your car.
But in doing that, okay.
But then when the dragons come, that's going to be.
But think about it. If they did that, that would actually make you a better hunter because now you got to get it within 100 yards of that.
I see. So flintlock.
Think about it. I mean, it'll never happen, but over in Africa, a Cape Buffalo, there are people that will say, I will never shoot a Cape Buffalo over, 50 yards away because they want to be in that animal. Now, I'm talking a 1,500-pound animal.
I think it goes the other way, though. I think they're saying, I will never shoot a Cape Buffalo within 100 yards because they can run really fast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, the guys that are true and blue, they will say, no, I'm not going to shoot it at 200 yards because it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in that animal's flight zone. They want to go into that thick. They want to, they'll shoot that thing at 30, 40 yards, but.
That's because they're adrenaline.
This isn't me. I mean, I have no interest in doing this, but. So you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're not just looking to shoot it out of the safety of a Land Rover at 200 yards. They want to get it within the animal's flight zone.
Yeah, they're the same
people. And I get a lot of respect.
Spear hunting wild boar.
Well, they're the ones that will climb El Capitan without a rope.
That's another, that's a personal choice.
Thing.
I don't want to do either one of them.
No.
But,
I can see videos on Instagram of people jumping between buildings.
Oh, parking lot?
Yeah. But, like, the crazy stuff where they're, like, 4 or 5 stories up and they're jumping.
Yeah.
And I'll just swipe past because I don't want to see that. Does something bad to my heart, they posted it, so obviously they did it.
It's questionable, but the people that do it and the people that want to watch it. I question both sides.
Yeah.
I watch a little bit of parkour. It's interesting, but I'm always afraid I don't want to see somebody slip and die.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between some of the parkour where they're, like, jumping over picnic tables and stuff.
Oh, yeah, in the safe, like a schoolyard.
Yeah.
But no.
But even that, they can trip and smack their face and.
Well, whatever. I mean,
But when you're 5 stories up, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of survival of the species at that point. The dumb ones tend to die. Does that make. We're still. We're going to finish this argument later.
Well, I don't think you can finish it.
I don't think,
First of all, this isn't an argument, it's a discussion.
Yeah.
There's no.
And I'm just saying, I don't, there are distinctions between types of technology, but why have those been made? And.
Because I think in the.
I'm not quite with you on the, it's an unfair advantage.
It is an unfair advantage.
To the deer that you're shooting with a gun from far away? Maybe you should have to, headbutt them.
Maybe you should walk up and hunt the deer, find the game that you're seeking.
Well, I think
rely on the technology to find it.
But you still have to go out there, even if you've used a drone to find it, you still have to tromp out there.
They draw the line somewhere.
I think quite honestly, I think the laws are quite liberal, even allowing game cameras, I think is a pretty, okay, because before we had game cameras, you had to be there. You had to be there physically hunting.
Yeah, and I don't agree with game cameras.
I don't own a game either.
Camera.
I don't own a game camera.
If I see a deer, if I'm lucky enough to see a deer, I want to see them with my eyes. I mean, if you're doing it for nothing to do with hunting, just for documenting wildlife or surveying, for the, say you work for the fishing game biology or whatever, mm-hmm. to find the population densities and things like that, But I don't think that you need to have trails and stuff like that. So it's not my thing, but there are plenty of people that would argue.
Unless in the sense of hunting. In other words, yeah. if you're putting game cameras, and I'm not bad mouthing game cameras at all. It's just my personal. I don't.
They're a lot of fun for.
But the right if you want to, if you want to get pictures of wildlife,
yeah.
not for the sake of hunting, I think
they're pretty cool.
I think it's absolutely.
You know, you stick it in your backyard,
yeah.
and you'll be amazed how much wildlife goes through that you're not aware of.
Oh yeah,
I mean, well, I see.
You've got coyotes and bear and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But so, and again, I'm not trashing. Game cameras and stuff. I've made a personal decision not to use them. But and I'm a lot better hunter with a camera than I am a firearm. By the way, I can go out and find animals all day long with a camera. But as soon as you give me a rifle or a shotgun, it's like the game
animals are
game
gone. Game.
Yeah. They know the difference.
I know the difference. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway,
the energy coming off of you.
Yeah, something
they can sense it.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
It's the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, whenever there's a chance to screw it up, but things change.
Well, I get that there are, somebody, like you said, it has to be drawn somewhere, mm-hmm. the line, and it's been drawn that you can't use a drone to scout. So, okay.
Or the game cameras that are attached to your cell phone. That's, it's not illegal to own. They're uh-huh. you can't hunt. That's a gray area. You got to catch somebody doing it.
I really don't understand why I can't be at the top of the hill with a pair of binoculars giving you signals.
You can. You can if you just, go like that. Or if we're in community. Because we've got to, it's the spirit of fair chase, I guess. I don't know how these laws are written or how they actually, that should actually be an interesting study. How did they come up with that? What is their definition of why you can't do that? I'd be interested to read that.
Yeah. You'd like to think.
Not what you're talking about. I'm talking about the drones. How they come. I'd just like to hear them explain it. Maybe that would make more sense. To me, it's common sense.
It'd be nice to think that.
And you have a ton of common sense, Max, which is why I'm surprised you're even questioning the law.
Giving him such a hard time about
No, he's not giving me a hard time. He was just like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So. I understand. But anyway, so...
Well, that was a good conversation. Let's...
What are we talking about? Oh, I mean, before... Oh, the bowstring.
The bowstring. Let's get back to the bowstring.
Oh, I